Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, in the past hour, as you heard there in the bulletin, we spoke to Minister Helen McEntee, who wants to see all student teachers complete a placement in special educational needs. Today, she instructed the Teaching Council to begin that process. Well, joining me now for his reaction is General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation, John Boyle. So, John, these are big changes ahead for students who are going into teacher training, quite possibly from next year. Have you been requesting these changes for some time?
We have indeed, Claire. Good morning to you. We actually made a submission to the Teaching Council when they were reviewing the accreditation of courses for teacher training last year. But even prior to that, we've been calling out for proper training for teachers, bearing in mind that there's about 100,000 children in primary schools with additional needs, a range of needs, some of them very mild diagnosed, some of them not a diagnosis at all, some of them just need early intervention, and then others with complex needs. We have 1,529 teachers in special schools, 2,339 primary teachers in special classes, and over 7,000 teachers helping children in overcrowded classrooms for a short period of the day, maybe resource teachers they used to call them. So about a quarter of the teachers are working in special education, and very, very few of those teachers have ever received any training for special education delivery. So we've been certainly calling out for this since the move to inclusion began about 12 years ago. We've been asking for more training, and it has fallen on deaf ears. I spoke to Minister Nocton last year, spoke to Minister Madigan a few years before that, and all we wanted at that time initially was that the existing teachers in special education would be able to do diploma courses to double the amount of places on those courses. There's only about 250 places for all those teachers every year. And we got the impression last year that that was in the offing before the budget, but still hasn't happened. So this would be a good start at student teacher level, but it's the existing teachers who need massive support and training as well.
So I just see Sinn Féin in the last few minutes have issued a statement from Darren O'Rourke, TD, on this, who's their education spokesperson. And he is saying that he wants this extended to all teachers, including those already in post, to make sure that there is meaningful and lasting change. Is that what you're saying needs to happen?
Yes. 2 weeks ago, I actually met Darren. I also met Minister McEntee the same week, and I'm meeting Minister Moynihan tomorrow. So we're meeting all the movers and shakers in education in the different parties, and we have a simple mantra that there has to be more resources put into supporting teachers delivering special education, not only the new teachers coming out of the colleges, but the existing teachers. Take, for example, Claire, when you used to do the diploma for special education back up until 2012, you got a release from your class to do it for a number of weeks. And then if you achieved the diploma and committed to remaining in special education, you got an allowance. That was stripped out in 2012 in the recession. We have claims in for the restoration of that allowance in the local bargaining in the pay deal. And it's no coincidence, in my view, that a lot of the vacancies in education in primary and in special schools, they're in special ed settings, because primary teachers generally train to be a mainstream class teacher rather than to be a special ed teacher. Some certainly do train directly to be special ed, but most of them want to be a mainstream teacher, and they want to have the class. So I believe that there has to be incentives for teachers to work in some of these specialised areas.
Well, now, I asked the Minister about that this morning. She ruled it out. She said if it becomes the norm, there'll be no allowance.
Yeah, well, you see, it's interesting that when we had an allowance for the diploma in special education, we didn't have any difficulty recruiting teachers. I was a principal myself. We had 40 staff. We had 10 teachers working in special ed. Every one of them got an opportunity back in those days over a period of about a decade to do the diploma, and everyone got an allowance. I used to have a queue of teachers trying to teach special education, whereas I know in most schools in Dublin nowadays, they can't even find teachers to teach in special education. In fact, they can't even find them for some of the mainstream classes either because of a whole variety of reasons. So we believe that the whole of government approach to this has to be looking at all options. And if that worked well up until 2012, I don't see any reason why. And, you know, we have this money allocated to us within the public service agreement. And every single proposal that we put into the government was designed to use that money to make the teaching profession more attractive. And yet we have these teachers out abroad working as special educational needs coordinators, even up in the north, in Northern Ireland. We have SENCOs, but to this day, we have no SENCOs in the Republic of Ireland. So that would be post responsibility being restored so that every school has its own SENCO, bearing in mind that a quarter of the children now are needing the additional help. A quarter of the department's budget is going into special education, and so many children need additional help. Yeah. I think it only makes sense to have somebody coordinating it and have people trained.
Right. It's just, John, the messages, I'm getting in some messages from teachers who, I think what they're saying to me is that this notion of training for everybody is quite overwhelming for them. So I'll give you an example. This primary teacher with 10 years experience, three of which I spent teaching in an ASD classroom, I've a postgraduate in special educational needs. I agree with advancing training for all teachers, but at ground level, it's not a training issue. It's a numbers, resources and supports issue. Teaching in a mainstream school is completely different to teaching in a special school. It's outrageous, they say, to think that a little bit of extra college training will equip everyone to go from one to the other. Is that right, do you think?
Well, you see, I'm not quite so sure that that's what the minister is proposing today. As far as I can figure, she's trying to get a situation where every teacher, I think she said it on your programme, that every teacher would be equipped to support children with special educational needs. Now, bearing in mind that every teacher is already doing that. There isn't one class in Ireland in any ordinary school that doesn't have a child with some special educational needs that needs help. Mm-hmm. So first of all, every single mainstream teacher is going to be getting supports now for dealing with child protection and dealing with the new Kinaltis Action Plan anti-bullying. And yet, when it comes to special education, the really small, minuscule number of teachers have got any training or any real supports there. So I think it's a good starting point with the students. But, you know, it'll take 80 years before every teacher's trained at this rate of going, with the special ed diploma only having 250 places, for example. So it needs to be ramped up for all teachers. And look at, and she mentioned as well, I think this morning as well, that she's happy with the length of the school day. And of course, she has a good right to be happy with the length of the school day, because Irish primary teachers teach 910 hours, the most in the European Union and one of the highest in the OECD. But time is going to have to be found for teacher training for these essential issues like special education, and we believe at least 2 days per term should be devoted to this so that we get all the teachers trained quickly, maybe 1 day for special education training and 1 day for other training like child protection and so on.
There is no commitment to train teachers who are in post when it comes to special needs. That, from what I heard this morning, isn't on the table, John. That's your understanding too, right?
Well, this is to be fair now to Minister McEntee, this is a new commitment and something that we've been looking for some time in relation to pre-service training in the colleges of education, and it certainly needs to happen. But beyond that, you know, there is some commitment in the department to delivering some training for teachers who are in post. They have that 250-odd places on the special ed diploma. We believe that should be doubled, and we certainly thought Minister Naughton was committed to that too, but it didn't happen last year. Hopefully this year's budget. And then there are other courses that teachers are doing all the time in their own time, summer courses and so on. Take that teacher who contacted you in relation to working in the special class. I mean, it's absolutely nonsensical that when special classes are being opened, that the teachers going into those might only be appointed around the month of August. They don't get the training before they start. They're in the class for a while before they get any training. They get a once-off training for a couple of days, and never again over that three-year period when they're teaching the class do they get any more training. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all been done on a shoestring budget when it comes to the training of the teachers, albeit it has to be acknowledged that 28 to 29% of the department's budget is going into special education. But the teachers are the professionals that are trying to deliver all these supports for over 100,000 children. And I think that it's time now that not only are the pupils getting the supports, but that the teachers are getting the supports they require to be able to deliver the best outcome.
And are you saying you think that if the teachers who are currently in post were to get this training, that they'd need 2 days out of their working year to complete it?
Well, there's a whole different variety of different types of training that would be required. So take, for example, if you're a teacher who has 15 or 20 years experience and you've never had a child with complex needs in your class, and suddenly you have a junior infant class coming in September and you have four or five children with complex needs and you've never received any training. Well, at least a good starting point would be for the whole staff, because that teacher is going to need support of all the whole school community and the principal teacher to be able to look after those children in the way that they need it. So at least if there was some training at that level to augment the other training that's happening at diploma and certificate level. There's a certificate in autism course that the department also provides in different colleges, but again, a very, very small number of places on it. So I suppose when you look at, Claire, I'm looking at one in four teachers are working in special education, 30% of the department's budget nearly been spent on it. And yet, if you go and ask your ordinary teacher, all of whom have overcrowded classrooms and lots of children with additional needs, have they got any training to assist these children with special learning needs? Generally, the answer is no, and you know that really doesn't reflect well on us.
John, good to get your reaction to that news this morning. Thanks for being with us. John Boyle there, General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation.